Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Rahn. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. And now, play ball. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Mullen goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Rahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rahn strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a line drive towards the mound. Houdeman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 1 in the game. Ron hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton fires to first and picks off Wakefield. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Robinson and he is out, LePon applying the tag. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0 for 1 in the game. LePon takes first base on ball 4. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sushok strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell bunts towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 2 in the game. Ron takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lepon hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels strikes out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sushok hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gumpert bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards right. Wirtz fields it and throws to second to catch Gumpert for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Marino Pieretti pinch runs for Luke Appling. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich bunts towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Metkovich moves to second. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress strikes out. 2 outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sushok hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.